Chris Raunchy and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. We're 301. Your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Mitch Hrachik is a left-handed pitcher in the Minnesota Twins organization. He had a tweet last week in response to Jeff Passan's tweet that said, as teams around baseball weigh pay cuts, the Minnesota Twins and St. Louis Cardinals have proven themselves model organizations in how they treat their employees. Well, Mitch responded to that tweet, and he joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Mitch, first and foremost, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. We know that it's tough times for everybody, including yourself, in a minor league system. But first and foremost, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mitch, when you read Jeff Passan's tweet and you had the response to it, you said, I'm a Twins employee being paid 13% of my salary to be 100% ready to play baseball a moment's notice. How do you feel as a minor leaguer as you're reading a lot of the back and forth between the owners and the players, knowing that you yourself, you're not going to be paid your full salary, which I would imagine is much less than the guys making the big-time money in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it is. There's a few things to unpack there. Firstly, I want to say that, minor leaguers like myself are directly affected by the negotiations between MLB and the MLB PA. However, we don't have a seat at the negotiating table. It's been a problem for a long time, for minor leaguers. We're not really represented. We're kind of at the beck and call of the organizations. And so, in March when baseball stopped, the MLB and MLBPA got together and they were working out a deal to kind of figure out how much the guys were going to get paid. MLB contracts are guaranteed money, but this is kind of an interesting situation. It's unprecedented. So the MLBPA worked out a deal with MLB to get, they negotiated for a $170 million chunk of change that would be distributed amongst the guys in the union. However, minor leaguers aren't a part of that, so we just were at the mercy of the big league clubs. Now, they agreed to pay $400 a week, which is generous. I mean, that's good for most minor leaguers. But there are there's a group of guys, including myself, who've been playing for a long time. This is my eighth season, or what would have been my eighth season. And we've actually negotiated bigger contracts. And we played the first 7 years of our contracts, most of us, and that allowed us the power to negotiate a new contract. And what's happened was this contract isn't being honored, and we've just been lumped into the rest of the minor leaguers who are getting, $400 a week. And that's just something, I'm not saying whether it's fair or not. It's just frustrating because, I technically am a Twins employee. However, I'm not being paid my full salary like Jeff's tweet would have some people believe.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the frustration and certainly, the uncertainty in general, first of all, is pay is through this month, if I have it correctly, and it's a lot less than you signed for. And the idea of when you have these issues, Mitch, who do you even talk to about it? I'm sure you talk to your agent, and maybe your agent puts in a phone call to the front office, which surely is not going to be returned. Like, that's the maddening part, is you probably feel like you're just yelling at clouds at this point.
Yeah, there's a few of us that have been working together. Another teammate of mine, Chris Rowley, he's also a Twins minor leaguer. We were concerned about this in March, as older minor leaguers. I'm 28, Chris is 29. We have financial responsibilities. Chris, especially, he's got a mortgage and he's got bills to pay. I've got bills to pay. And, when we found out that we were only going to get paid $400 a week of our salary, that's okay for most minor leaguers, especially like if you're 21, 22 years old, you might not have the same financial responsibilities as a 28, 29-year-old. And so, I was operating under the expectation that I was going to be paid what my contract said. I mean, it's an executed contract. And so when I found out that wasn't going to be the case, you're right, I don't have very many people to talk to. I can talk to my agent, I can talk to, the Twins front office, but at the end of the day, I don't have a union representing me and helping me through this problem.
I'm sure you hear this a lot because, I mean, I've heard it in conversations with random people about players in the game, whether it's at the big leagues or at the minor league level. And they'll say things like, well, if you don't like it, go get a different job. Why don't you go do something else? Because the pay is what it is, and you don't have to do that. Nobody's making you play baseball. When you hear that, how do you respond?
That's a great question. It's a very valid question, too. And what I say to those people, there's a few things. Firstly, and this is being a professional baseball player is something that I've prepared for, I've trained for my entire life. You know, an engineer might do the same thing. He might go to college and train to be an engineer. And, you know, it's your career. And, you know, I just happen to be one of the, like, I'm at the top of my game. I mean, I played in Double A and Triple A last year. And that's a very high level of baseball. Granted, it's not the big leagues. And I don't expect to be paid like a big leaguer in the minor leagues. But, you know, I have, you know, poured my heart and soul into being a baseball player. And I would like to be paid, you know, market value for the skills that I have. And, you know, it goes the same way. It's the same for like an engineer, for example. If I'm an engineer that works for, you know, Apple, and I'm not content with how Apple's treating me or paying me, I can go work for Google. And baseball is different, you know, so that to maintain a competitive balance, players can't move like that. They can't, I can't just quit if you know, the Twins aren't paying me what I want to be paid, and I can't just go play for the Red Sox. I'm on a contract. And so it's a nuanced question, and there's some nuance in the answer. And at the end of the day, like, I agree to play by these rules, and I just want the most fair shake that I can get.
Mitch Hrachek joins us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. He's a left-handed pitcher in the Minnesota Twins organization, talking about the minor league players and, you know, things that they're going through with Major League Baseball, continuing to go back and forth with the union on player contracts. Mitch, what would you like to see done by Major League Baseball? What ultimately would you like Major League Baseball to do, not only about the minor league schedule, but certainly about baseball in 2020?
Well, firstly, I would like Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Union to give minor league baseball players a voice. There's thousands of minor league baseball players, and, you know, we contribute to the livelihood of the game of baseball. And I think that it's only fair that we have a voice in negotiations. I mean, today's a big day. You've got the players are supposed to come out with an economic proposal in response to the MLB's proposal. And that directly affects guys like me. And, you know, the media has more information on the outcome, like the potential outcome of my job, than I do. And I just would like some type of voice. I mean, I would just like my voice to be heard, and not necessarily in the media, but like, I'd like to be at the negotiating table. And the other part of your, to answer the other part of your question, you know, I hope baseball comes back. I think it would be good for baseball. It'd be good for, you know, all Americans if baseball came back. I mean, I've been watching some KBO games, and it kind of makes me sad to know that they're playing baseball in other parts of the world, but they're not playing baseball in the United States. So I hope that, you know, even though I'm not at the negotiating table, I hope that the players and the owners can come to something that's fair for both parties. I mean, at the end of the day, I just want everyone to be happy, and I want there to be baseball.
Mitch, you mentioned last year, I mean, you're between Double A and Triple A. You're a phone call away, and I believe it was with the Rockies organization, now with the Twins. But, I mean, you're right there. You're knocking on the door. Now, this happens, right? I'm sure the expectation was this year I'm going to start in Triple A. I'm going to have a good couple of weeks, potentially, and then, boom, I'm a part of things. This has obviously shifted things drastically. I'm wondering, from an organizational standpoint, though, Mitch, has the Twins organization reached out? I mean, we know there's going to be a bigger taxi squad, or at least we're thinking there's going to be. Has anybody given you direction on, from a baseball standpoint, how to even approach things right now?
Well, that's a good question. First, what I want to say, the Twins are a very good organization. I've got nothing but good things to say about the Twins. And, I mean, I have only been in the organization for a few months now, and then I've only, like, spring training was only about a month long. So I don't have the most experience, but, you know, I really like the Twins organization. I'm really excited to, you know, compete for them. But they, like all the other organizations, don't really know what's going to happen. Nobody really does. And so we're just kind of waiting to see and waiting to, and we're just staying ready. I mean, we have a correspondence, like the pitchers, in AAA, have a correspondence with the coaching staff, and we basically just make sure to stay ready for whenever that phone call comes. And you're right. I mean, I am pretty optimistic, at my prospects of, you know, competing for the big league team this year. I mean, I had a few outings in spring training that went well in the big league spring training. And, you know, I was pretty excited to see what would happen before, you know, the whole pandemic hit.
Compensation aside, as a baseball player, how easy or difficult would it be to do some of the stuff they are talking about as far as, you know, distancing and safety practices and all that stuff if the game is going to come back?
That's a good question. I mean, I read the 67-page proposal by the owners, and I liked how comprehensive it was. You know, I as a young person, I'm not necessarily as worried about getting sick as someone a little bit like my parents might be. But I mean, it's still a definite concern. I mean, nobody wants to get sick, and especially with something that is perceived to be as serious as it is. So, I mean, I trust that when baseball does come back, and I think it will, the necessary precautions will be taken. And I trust that the organizations will do the right thing.
Mitch, appreciate your time today. Thank you. Best of luck to you. Hope to watch you and all your teammates very soon play again.
Awesome. Thank you. I can't wait to get on the field and put on baseball for the United States again. I really want to get back out there.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Mitch, Major League Baseball. No, minor league pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Mitch Hrachek here on 101 ESPN. Let's come back and react to some of the things that Mitch said. It's an interesting outlook. We haven't really heard from minor league players in discussing the pandemic and what they're going through. Mitch kind of said a couple of things that we can kind of extract and, you know, kind of break down next here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.